I'm aware of numerous quotes that have been sent to young people, quotes of up to 8,000. Many times these quotes could be 5 and 6 times the value of the vehicle they're driving. They obviously must have insurance for work purposes. And, you know, I'm even aware of quotes up to 4,000 where to put them on as a named driver. Now, I mean, I don't know, something, there needs to be an examination of this whole industry here. I believe it's extortionate, and an awful lot of people struggling to find the monies to pay insurance. And there are a lot of young people that's supposed to be supported by their parents in paying these extortionate fees.
Have your research found that there's really any great difference between one company to the next, or would there almost be a monopoly and the prices on it?
Well, there's not much of a variance, not in the instances that I've come across, and I've come across a number of them. And I suppose, you know, another issue here is there are insurers out there who will put a box in your car, monitor your driving, but there's a limit on the mileage, you know. And the reality is here in North Leitrim or rural Ireland, wherever you're in, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, Roscommon, you know, many of these individuals have to travel 60 miles or 100 kilometres to go to work and back. And you can, of course, I'm told, you can top up that mileage. But again, it's at a cost. So, you know, I don't think there's due consideration given to the fact, or due consideration given to young drivers in rural